This is a Squiz podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed.
This week, our podcast is brought to you by Aware Super. Regardless of whether retirement is 2 or 20 years away, Aware Super can help you get a plan in place to live your best retirement. Visit aware.com.au to find out more.
Maybe you travelled for Easter, or maybe you've got a flight coming up and you've been seeing all these not very comforting headlines about Boeing over the last couple of months. The giant aircraft manufacturer has been in something of a rough patch for the last half a decade, and that was before the door panel of one of their planes blew out mid-flight in January. Now, with the CEO stepping down and Boeing facing serious scrutiny, we look at the timeline of Boeing's woes and the problems inside the company now, plus what might happen next to one of the world's largest suppliers of planes. Squiz Shortcuts is your backstory to the big news stories. I'm Alex Tai.
And I'm Siobhan Moran McFarlane.
Let's start by laying down the context of the global airline manufacturing market.
Yeah, it's actually a really interesting industry, Alex.
And the context here is really important because there are only two companies that matter when it comes to building commercial airplanes. They are, of course, Boeing and then Airbus.
And Boeing is an American company, while Airbus is European. Both of them are absolutely huge. Boeing has about 171,000 employees worldwide, while Airbus employees number about 134,000 people. So both massive.
And each company is worth well over $100 billion US dollars. And because it is just these two main companies fighting each other, the competition between them is fierce. I've even seen it referred to as legendary. They are constantly trying to one-up each other on new aviation technology or plane design or market share.
And an important dynamic to know is that just in the last few years, Airbus has pulled well ahead of Boeing in terms of the number of aircraft they're delivering each quarter. So Boeing is under a lot of pressure there.
Okay, so now that we understand that high-stakes competition, we are talking about Boeing today because of the frankly terrifying incident from January where a door blew out on an Alaska Airlines plane mid-flight. Do you remember that, Siobhan?
Oh my gosh, yes, absolutely. The images from that incident were shocking. And needless to say, those on board were horrified, as well as a lot of people on the ground as well. Thankfully, nobody died, but it was extremely lucky that nobody was sitting in the seat next to the part of the wall that just flew off.
Now, that plane with the missing side was a Boeing 737 MAX plane, which is Boeing's most popular model. And Siobhan, it isn't the first time that a MAX plane has had safety issues. Boeing's troubles really trace back to two deadly flights involving MAX planes starting in 2018.
Yeah, that really was the origin of Boeing's current problems. And it all began with a tragic crash of a Lion Air flight in Indonesia in October 2018. It was a Boeing MAX flight travelling between two airports within Indonesia, and it crashed 13 minutes after takeoff, killing all 189 people on board.
But that wasn't the end of it. Less than 5 months later, another Boeing MAX plane went down. This time it was an Ethiopian Airlines flight, and 6 minutes into that flight, it crashed and killed all 157 people on the plane. But the truly remarkable thing was that both crashes were caused by the same fault.
Exactly right. So these were both new Boeing MAX 8 planes, and the new model of this plane had a new piece of software in it that was meant to stabilize the nose of the plane if the aircraft was angled up too steeply. But in both of these crashes, that system malfunctioned because the one and only sensor, which was measuring the angle of the plane, sent the wrong data. And so instead, it started pushing the nose of the plane down, even when it wasn't angled upwards.
Right. And the result of that malfunction was that the nose of the plane kept being pushed downwards despite the pilots trying to correct the plane, causing both planes to crash at high speed.
And a crucial fact that emerged in the aftermath of these flights was that Boeing hadn't actually explained the nose control system in its documentation of the plane. And further than that, Boeing had actually advised that pilots wouldn't need new training on the new system. So the pilots in both cases were completely unprepared when the software started to change the direction of the nose.
The global reaction to these two plane crashes and the 346 deaths was a worldwide grounding of all Boeing MAX planes. And this happened really quickly. So the second crash in Ethiopia was on the 10th of March 2019. And here in Australia, we banned flights of Boeing MAX planes on the 12th of March. And the US was just a day later grounding all MAX flights on the 13th of March.
And by the 18th of March, every single MAX plane in the world had been grounded. That was 387 planes in total that were taken out of operation. And that grounding lasted for almost 2 years. The Australian ban only lifted in February of 2021.
All of this was obviously a huge blow to Boeing. There are estimates that the company lost $60 billion US dollars in cancelled sales and paid around $20 billion in fines. And on top of that, the CEO of Boeing, Dennis Muilenburg, stepped down.
So he was replaced by a man called Dave Calhoun, who promised to rebuild trust in Boeing, but Boeing's troubles were not over.
More on that coming up next.
Quick message now from our podcast partner, BHP. Across the next couple of weeks, we'll be talking to Squizzers about BHP and the work they're doing to provide the materials that we need to transition to a low emission economy for the energy transition. At the start of the podcast, you heard how copper is used to make electric vehicles, wind turbines, and solar panels. So when it comes to producing it, reducing emissions is a priority. And that's why BHP is making solar, wind, and battery deals to help power their South Australian Olympic Dam copper mine. It's happening now at BHP.
All right, so we've seen two Boeing flights crash, killing nearly 350 people and a whole line of Boeing planes sitting on the ground for almost 2 years. So you can imagine that from 2019, the scrutiny on Boeing dials way up.
Exactly right. And through a lot of reporting, the narrative that started to emerge around the Boeing MAX planes was that the company had basically rushed the plane into production to try and keep up with Airbus, its big European competitor.
Now, that scrutiny also saw attention turned to a different model of Boeing plane, namely the 787 Dreamliner. In the media, we started to hear reports from Boeing employees at one manufacturing plant about below-standard building practices and errors in the way that these Dreamliner planes were being made.
Those complaints then made their way up to the aviation authorities in the US, and over 2020 and 2021, deliveries of the Dreamliner were delayed and then paused due to those quality concerns. They resumed fully in 2022, but then there was more temporary pauses in 2023.
All of this, of course, is just continuing the bad look for Boeing. And there were some other minor incidents in the air throughout the next few years, including, Siobhan, recently a Boeing plane flying between Sydney and Auckland just last month that dove suddenly mid-air, throwing people into the ceiling.
Yeah, that was a LATAM Airlines flight last month, and we don't know yet whether that was Boeing's fault or not, but 50 people were injured in that incident, and they've been offered a small amount of compensation for physical and emotional trauma.
But, Siobhan, the big dramatic incident that has us focused once again on Boeing happened in January of this year.
Exactly. And we mentioned this incident at the top of the episode. It was when an Alaska Airlines flight lost an unused exit door panel that blew off just 6 minutes after takeoff.
And I'm sure a lot of people have also seen the images from the inside of the plane with a row of seats ending in a blank space where the wall of the cabin should be. And the specific problem in this incident had to do with what people are calling a door plug.
Right. And what that means is that there was a part of the plane that could be turned into a door, or in this case, replaced with another panel called a door plug. Except that when this panel was installed by Boeing, four bolts that were meant to hold it in place were completely missing.
Again, this incident focused intense scrutiny on Boeing. And Siobhan, this is still a developing story at this point because three of the passengers on that flight are suing the airline and Boeing for $1 billion over the incident. So Boeing has got a lot of work to do.
Yes, they do. And for starters, the Federal Aviation Authority in the US has ordered Boeing to come up with a plan to address its quality control issues. An administrator from the FAA said that Boeing, and these are their words, must commit to real and profound improvements.
Yes, Boeing has until mid-May to come up with that plan. And in the meantime, the Aviation Authority has also done a six-week audit of Boeing's quality control standards. Now, that found that of 89 product audits, Boeing failed 33 of them.
To clarify, that doesn't mean that there are 33 dodgy parts in each Boeing plane, just that Boeing's processes for ensuring the quality of its parts are lacking. But whichever way you look at it, it's really not great for the company.
And again, we are starting to see media reporting with explanations for what has gone wrong, is going wrong at Boeing. And the common thread, again, is that Boeing employees are just under a real crunch to get these planes built.
Exactly. They're trying to keep making planes as quickly as possible, and that speed is causing errors in the manufacturing process. But another possible problem has to do with the pandemic, which saw a lot of jobs cut at Boeing.
Yes. So while Boeing has since reinstated a lot of those jobs that it cut during the pandemic, close watchers of the company say that it lost a lot of its most experienced workers in that churn.
And speaking of losing people, Dave Calhoun, who took over as CEO of Boeing after those two fatal crashes in 2018 and 2019, he has also recently announced that he'll be stepping down.
He is going to be leaving at the end of the year. And I suppose that we just have to wait and see what changes he makes before then, as well as that plan that Boeing puts together to improve its safety practices. And that is your shortcut to Boeing's woes. Each week on the podcast, we like to give further reading, watching, or listening related to the topic of the episode. And this week, I have got a podcast episode from a great NPR show called Life Kit. Now, Life Kit gives advice on common problems, and they have an episode on six things you can do to help overcome a fear of flying, if that is something that afflicts you.
And I've got a watching recommendation, Alex. So this came out a couple of years ago, actually, but it's really valid still. And it's called Downfall, The Case Against Boeing. It's a documentary on Netflix and it's absolutely fascinating. It really focuses on those two deadly crashes that we talked about and has lots of interviews with people who've worked in the factories, who've studied these cases. It's absolutely terrifying, frankly, so I wouldn't watch it right before you get on a flight. But if you're really interested in this story and want the detail, that documentary is excellent.
Sounds good. We will have links to both of those in the show notes. And that is all for today. If you like what you heard, please tell people about the podcast. And if you have any requests, you can send them through to hello@thesquiz.com.au. Thank you for listening. Until next time.
G'day, I'm Kate Watson, co-host of News Club. News Club this week was an interview with Lauren Sams. She's the fashion editor at the Australian Financial Review. She's all over the business of fashion and retail, so I pulled her in to talk to us about fast fashion and ultra fast fashion. In particular, businesses like Temu and Shein, who in Australia alone are on track to record more than $2 billion in sales. Here's a clip from that conversation.
What is happening is that it's recalibrating fashion as a single-use item. Mm. So when you think about something that's $6 or $7, you know, I bought coffee this morning and that was $5.50. And that's a single-use item to me. You know, I have my coffee.
Like actually is, like you cannot use that twice.
No. And so when you're talking about a dress that's sort of an equivalent price, people equate it with something that doesn't need to be valued. You don't need to wear it again.
To listen to the full interview, just search for News Club in your podcast app and hit follow.